humanity. Good afternoon, good evening, good night. Maybe it is the middle of the night wherever you are. We're broadcasting from, in my opinion, one of the most beautiful places in the world, and that's Oroville, a place of human unity, of love, experimentation. So, what have we got to experiment today? Generosity. We were talking about the happiness index, and the happiness index comes out of the World Happiness Report. In 2012, as I had mentioned last time, the United Nations and the Sustainable Development Network came together and they looked at what were things that made people happy. One of them was generosity. Now, when we're thinking about generosity, generosity can be so many things. So let's think of ways that you can be generous. I remember when I was growing up, I had a babysitter. Her name was Miss Everson. Miss Everson, I grew up in Canada. I was born in Tanzania and my parents are of Indian origin, but I did grow up in Canada. And Miss Everson was a spinster and she did not have a lot of money, but what she gave, oh my gosh, I remember it to this day. She would, for Christmas, she would give us these little tissue boxes that cost 5 cents. They were 5 cents, but there was so much love that went into this, and she made lemon loaf. The lemon loaf was so yummy. It was amazing. That was her way of being generous. So it's giving what you have at that time. There's so many other times when we look at children, and I'd mentioned this last time, children will give us a drawing, a photo, a flower. It might be a dandelion or a weed, but there's such joy. They pick it, they bring it to you, and their eyes are bright. And not only are they giving you the flower, they're giving you this generous heart. So there's generosity. A chef in a kitchen, well, a chef can be anywhere, but I went to an amazing restaurant in Goa, and it was a Darling's Bar in Italia. And there they don't have a menu, but you tell them what you would like, a drink, and the bartender will make you this amazing drink. And what goes into it is love. Then I wanted to have a beautiful, beautiful pasta. And I wanted to have it with a little bit of Indian spice, a little bit of fusion. They created this amazing, amazing, beautiful meal for me. It looked beautiful and it tasted gorgeous. So the chef gave his generosity. Then, of course, we think about money. Of course, there can be philanthropy with money, and that is very, very important as well. So all these things, what are three ways that you can be generous with your time, with your talents, with your skills, with the joy that's in your heart, with love, with laughter, with helping someone out? There are so many ways that you can be generous and you can be a philanthropist. So think about that. Give that some thought. And right now, let's share our love and our laughter and our good intentions from our heart out to the whole world. And let's laugh. Are you ready there with me, Stefano? Let's take a deep breath in. And as we laugh, we'll heal the entire world with our generosity, our spirit, our dana. While you're sharing this laughter, wherever you are, do send us your comments and also subscribe on the little link below when you're on YouTube. Because it helps us to share generosity with the world.
This is Oroville Radio,
voices from the city of Dome.